Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Chris Lemonis and the Indiana Hoosiers took 2 out of 3 from Illinois over the weekend to win a Big Ten series and get some momentum back in their corner. The Hoosiers had a 4-game losing streak before Saturday's dramatic walk-off home run by Drew Ashley won Game 2, and they won Game 3 yesterday 9-2 behind a strong performance from lefty Timmy Herron. Chris Lemonis gives us the details.
Really good. I mean, just the poise. And I told the team out there, he's just come so far. When he's a freshman, he couldn't pitch him. And now to go out there and just, he pitched like that against Notre Dame last week, and he was really good at Ohio State too. So the big piece for us right now is that he continues to improve. And everybody knows it, but our pitching coach, Coach Bond, has done a phenomenal job getting those guys ready and then calling games, because I thought we pitched one of the better hitters in the country very well this weekend, and their whole team, because that's a really good team over there in the other dugout.
Saturday's home run, as we mentioned, by Drew Ashley was important, the freshman winning Game 2, and that set the tone for Saturday as the Hoosier bats woke up.
They were disappeared for a little while for us, but Scotty's home run early, we're getting those 2 home runs back-to-back, I think kind of took it off everybody's shoulders, and we could relax and play the game.
The back-to-back home runs by Scotty Bradley and Matt Gorski in the third inning set the tone. Justin Walker added another home run, but Indiana also saw the return of Luke Miller on the weekend. He had been out of action since April 6th with a foot injury.
Nice to have him back, and this week we'll be able to get it. We'll scrimmage some this week and do some things, so he'll be fully back into the mix next week. I felt stupid. We went 2 for 3. I should have had him more, but we're just trying to be cautious with him.
The series win moves the Hoosiers to 31-10 overall and 9-5 in conference play. The fifth-place Hoosiers head to Minnesota on the weekend to take on the second-place Gophers in Big Ten action. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Pacers wrapped up their 2017-2018 season in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals first round, falling in Game 7 to the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James at Quicken Loans Arena yesterday, but nothing for the Pacers or their fans or their organization to hang their heads about. Yesterday showed you a glimpse into the future about how good this team could be. It's obvious they have the pieces and the youth moving forward to bother teams like Cleveland and bother players like LeBron James. Game 7s on the road are always tough, and playing against James is never easy. He had 45 yesterday afternoon. His career playoff average in Game 7s, 35 points. That's 5 Game 7s in a row that James has won. Victor Oladipo continued his outstanding play for the blue and the gold, leading the way with 30. Darren Collison had 23. But like so many nights in this playoff series, the Pacers supporting cast didn't fire on all cylinders. Miles Turner and Domas Sabonis combined for 18 points and 9 rebounds, both fouling out. Game 3 hero Bojan Bogdanovic had 3 points in 37 minutes. The Pacers have pieces. They have the youth, but what they need to do is surround Victor Oladipo with guys that can play night in and night out so these younger kids can grow up. You need a couple veteran NBA guys that have no problem scoring the basketball and can handle big situations like this. The NBA is a scoring league, and you have to have guys who can score and put the ball in the basket. And it doesn't hurt if these guys have had some playoff experience before. Kevin Pritchard has earned the trust of fans after pulling off this trade last year that brought Sabonis and Oladipo to town. Now let's see if he can take the next step with the blue and the gold by putting a full roster together. Pacers aren't sneaking up on anybody next year, and that'll be another challenge as well. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.